Thank you for walking me home. Well, I'll admit, I wasn't expecting to run into you tonight. I didn't think you'd be at that party, but I'm kind of glad you were. We didn't really finish anything between us, did we? No, that's why you walked me home, isn't it? You want to talk about this? No, I did not read your mind. Mm-mm. I just guessed from your behavior. Why else would you walk your ex home? If not to spend time with them to talk about something. It's kind of how you work. But good to know where your head's at. Do you want to sit? Yeah. Let's just sit here on the couch and talk, okay? You just basically illustrated the main problem, the main reason we broke up. Things were amazing, like fairy tale amazing, until I told you what I can do. And then all of a sudden, they weren't so amazing anymore. They were tense and cold. And, I mean, sex became almost non-existent when we were fairly active before that. So I can't help but think that the two are related. Is that fair? Yeah, I thought so. I know not everyone has the ability to do what I do. My parents always thought I was weird, and my friends tease me because I'm psychic, haha. But it's a gift, and for me to deny it, for me to hide it, especially from the person that I'm closest to, it doesn't feel right. Yeah, I know. But what about it makes you uncomfortable? What was going through your head? See, I can't actually read your mind. I pick up on things. I have flashes of things. I just know things, but in terms of just sitting there and listening to your mind, I'm not fucking Edward Cullen. I can't do that. Yeah. Yeah. Nor would I, because that's creepy. Just eavesdropping on other people's thoughts. That's a bit out there, don't you think? Give me some credit, please. That was your concern? Really? Why didn't you just say that? Clearly, if I could read your mind, I would have known that. I mean, I knew something was up, but not that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your thoughts are your own. That's just how it is. Well, I'm glad it's a relief. What were you worried about? Other than the gross invasion of privacy. Really? Even if I could do that, I don't think that's something I would do during sex. Mm-mm. That seems even more private than typical thoughts, you know? You can think whatever you want while we're having sex. I get it. Yeah. You wouldn't offend me. Thinking about sexy, naughty things is what you're supposed to do when you're having sex. So, yeah. No. I am different, but I have those thoughts too. Yeah, they're not bad. They're not gross. They're not weird. They're normal. When you're physically intimate with somebody, your mind should go to physically intimate things. It's not offensive. Mm-mm. And again, even if I could do that, I wouldn't invade your mind like that. That's not okay. Yes, I mean it. Being with me is different than being with the average person. I get that. There's a few more little shocks and surprises to get used to, but I'm very open about it. And when something makes you uncomfortable, if you can tell me, then I can work with that. I wish we'd had this conversation months ago. It would have saved us a lot. But I'm glad we're talking about it now. Okay. It changes things how? Oh. You think we should try again? Because I'm not as much of a freak as you thought I was? Right. Because we've communicated and now you know what you're dealing with. Fair. No, I'm not seeing anybody else. No. I don't really want to see anybody else. Yeah. I agree. We should try again. No, I can't hear anything. I know what you want, but I think I would know that even if I didn't have abilities outside of, you know, the norm. Mm-hmm. I want to show you something. Mm-hmm. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's something I can do, but it's not that. Curious? Lay down on the couch. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take your pants off. I'm going to get down here. And I'm going to lick. This amazing pussy. Well, yes, I am skilled at that, but that's not what I was talking about. Close your eyes. Relax. Focus on my tongue. That's right, I can feel you relaxing. You always loved when I did this before. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to show you my party trick, okay? Here. Mm-hmm. See, I can't read your mind, but I can make you hear things. Usually, when I'm turned on or amped up or excited, it's easier. You hear me moaning around you. In your mind. In your ear. While I suck your clit. I know how much you like to hear me. So this way, you can hear me moan and feel me eat you. Just relax into it. Oh, you turn me on so much. You taste so fucking good. Feel me. Feel me. Feel my tongue. Oh, I'm gonna push it inside you. My tongue in your pussy like I'm in your mind right now. Making you hear what I sound like when I'm excited. See how I'm wiggling while I do that? While I lick you. I'm so turned on. The taste of you, the scent of you, the feel of your heat. Oh, fuck. You're amazing. Looking up at you, watching your face contort in pleasure. Watching your hand grab the back of the couch. Oh. Does things to me. Oh. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. Give me this clit. Give me this pussy. Give me all of you. Yes. Feel me suck the orgasm from you. You want to hear me come while you do? Swollen little clit on my tongue is driving me crazy. Yes, yes. You tense. I want to watch your whole body go up in fucking flames. Oh, oh, this perfect pussy. Yes, yes. This is really doing it for you, isn't it? I can feel you getting close. The way you're squirming, the way you're pushing up to me, the way your pussy is clenching. How do I put my tongue back in there? And just lick your sweetness out of you. Yes. My pussy is throbbing. It wants to come with you. You want that, don't you? You want to hear me come while you do? Come on, baby. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, baby, come in my mouth. Come for me, please. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, you're coming. Oh, God, yes. Yeah, grab my head. Grab my head. Pull me into your pussy. Yes, 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 yes. That's right. Yeah, I'm gonna keep going until you're ready to relax for me. Relax, baby, relax. Oh, feel your body tingling. Feel me licking you. we just made. I love it when I get to devour your pussy. You okay? Yeah, that was my party trick. You seem to like it. Well, I don't know if the brain can have an orgasm, but is that what it felt like? Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I can just kind of get in there and let you hear all this wonderful stuff. And yeah, well, it's easier than trying to dirty talk while your pussy's in my mouth, you know? Then I can focus. It surrounds you. It's like the movie theater. Oh. You like my trick? Good. Good. I think we can try again. But I need you to be honest with me, okay? If I had known before that you were uncomfortable, that what I did scared you, or what I could do, or you thought I could do, scared you, we could have talked about it, okay? I mean, yeah, I know things and I pick up on things and I'm pretty in tune with the energy of those I care about, but nothing beats an actual conversation, okay? No, there's nothing else. There's nothing else I can do that you need to know about. Or at all. That's it. That's my big thing, is I can get in your mind and make you hear what I want, but I can't hear you when I'm in there. And it's something I use very, very sparingly and only with permission. So if you ever don't want me to do that, you tell me. Or better yet, just ask me to do it and I'll do it. Okay? It's slightly uncomfortable at first because you don't know what to expect, but we just need to talk to each other properly. Okay? Well, yeah, I can do it when I'm being pleasured as well. It's a little more difficult to concentrate, but I can do it. You want to hear me come that much? That you want to hear it out here and in your mind? I may have to work up to that, but I think it'll be fun to try.